This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
Good evening. The state of California and dozens of local communities are trying to make it easier for teachers to afford where they live, to afford to live where they teach. No small feat in today's real estate market. Lawmakers in Sacramento, they passed a series of bills in recent years to try and ease the burden on teachers and districts. The most recent went into effect at the start of the year. It loosens zoning requirements and allows staff housing to be built on any land owned by the district. A 2021 joint study by the Center for Cities and Schools, UC Berkeley and UCLA, found that the state's school districts own more than 150,000 acres of land, 75,000 of which they say could be developed into affordable housing. At 30 units per acre, there could be 2.3 million units of housing, and that's according to the report. So you can find out more by visiting supportteacherhousing.org. All right, PG&E is donating 13.6 acres of land in Novato to Habitat for Humanity for them to build 80 homes. Habitat for Humanity says the 100% affordable housing development will be the biggest in the state once it is completed. In San Francisco, Mayor London Breed is vetoing a housing bill passed by the Board of Supervisors last month. So the bill was authored by Board President Aaron Peskin, who is also running to unseat the mayor this November. It imposed housing density limits in three sections of Peskin's district in northeast San Francisco. So Peskin said it was intended to limit high-rise developments in historic neighborhoods. Breed tweeted, "I will veto any and all anti-housing legislation. A lack of housing hurts workers, families, and our economy. San Francisco must be a housing leader, a city of yes." All right, folks looking to buy a home may soon get to save on the usual 6% commission fee after a landmark antitrust settlement happening today. A Deal housing expert says that could provide one of the biggest boosts to the housing market in the last 100 years. So a part of the deal meant the National Association of Realtors agrees to pay $418 million in damages. And rather than the standard 6% commission rate, buyers and sellers could negotiate fees.
It certainly seems to be the case that commission rates will be lower in the future, just because there's no way that a realtor can say to somebody, this is going to be the commission rate. This is 6%. This is something I have to follow.
Right now, Americans pay about $100 billion in real estate commission fees, a number expected to go way down when the new rule kicks in, which is expected to be in July. All right, heads up for your St. Paddy's weekend plans. A section of southbound 680 in the Pleasanton area will be shut down tonight at 9 o'clock so that crews can replace part of the pavement. As you can see from this map on your screen, the closure stretches from the 580 connector to Koopman Road. The area is set to reopen at 4 a.m. on Monday, so plan accordingly. All right, let's take a live look outside on what has been a beautiful Friday to kick off the St. Patrick's Day holiday weekend. Let's get right to our first look at our forecast from Chief Meteorologist Paul Hagen to see what the rest of the weekend has in store.
Lighter winds, and I think we can be thankful for that. After a blustery couple of days, the winds really died down this afternoon. And at the moment, all of the sustained winds from the automated sensors across the Bay Area below 10 miles an hour. Now, still that light offshore wind is present for most of us, but see the little blue triangle pointing to the right at half Moon Bay that indicates a westerly wind. The onshore influence has returned, and that means your temperatures have dropped significantly. You were at 72 degrees just a couple hours ago. Now you're down to 59 degrees. Otherwise, most of the Bay Area is still in the mid to upper 60s and low 70s as of 7 p.m. Tomorrow, we're not going to be quite as warm as that onshore influence gets a little bit stronger and knocks temperatures around the Bay back into the upper 60s, but still low to mid 70s. Farther inland, it's a good 5 to 10 degrees above normal, including around Fairfield. If you're going to be heading out to Wings over Solano, the Blue Angels are going to be performing Saturday and Sunday, both looking good with those high temperatures into the 70s. Plenty of sunshine as well. We'll look a little farther down the line with the 7-day forecast in just a few minutes.
Paul, thank you. We are continuing to follow the search and rescue operation in Alameda. This is off Encinal Beach, where a person stranded in the water is believed to have gone under. Alameda fire dive teams with scuba gear spent nearly an hour searching. Right now, no luck, while the Coast Guard helicopter circled above. As of now, they are assessing the situation. They are trying to figure out what is next. All right, now on to Dublin, where today a judge appointed a special master to oversee the long-plagued women's federal prison in Dublin. The announcement comes just days after the FBI raided the prison over allegations that the new warden and prison staff retaliated against an inmate who testified about alleged sexual abuse at the facility, which in itself is just part of a years-long investigation into claims of rampant sexual abuse and exploitation of inmates, which investigators say continued even after the previous warden and several guards were prosecuted. CHP now says that a Wednesday wrong-way driver crash on Interstate 80 that hit one of their vehicles was, quote, intentional. The two officers inside suffered minor injuries and were released from the hospital within hours. We have newly released footage. It shows the violent collision when the wrong-way vehicle flying before it rolled over. The driver who hit them also suffered minor injuries and is currently behind bars. San Francisco now putting in 33 new speed cameras at some of the city's most high-risk areas, and that's in an effort just to keep streets safer. So we'll show you a map of some of the places that they will be installed, mostly in the North Beach, Van Ness, and Soma neighborhoods. It is all part of a statewide program and a pilot effort. Oakland and San Jose will also install speed cameras. New report from a team of European scientists gives us a little more context as to just how much toxins exist in the plastic that we use every day. The report compiled a list of 16,000 unique chemicals found in plastic products, and more than 4,000 of those unique chemicals are toxic, both to the environment and then to our health.
The point is that these chemicals can leach from the product into the food, so from packaging into food. And when that leaching happens, people ingest these chemicals with their food.
Lovely. This comes a month after the Society of Toxicology published a study that found microplastics present in every human placenta they tested. Think you've got the perfect March Madness bracket filled out? Well, a group of high school students in Indiana may just give you a run for your money. For the past 10 years, the Delphi, Indiana Bracketology Club has been making stunningly accurate predictions on where teams are going to wind up on selection day.
We try to be the NCAA committee. It's a mathematical formula of offensive efficiency and defensive efficiency, who you played, where you played.
100%. I've been saying that all along. All right, we'll know how they did this year during Selection Sunday. And want to test your bracket game? Well, you can join our bracket challenge. There is a $1,000 grand prize. You can see how your picks stack up against our on-air staff. That would be me and a lot of us coming to do this. Register and play along at kpix.com. I wonder if we can win too. I doubt it. Thanks for watching. The news continues at 8 with Ann Makovic filling in, and then we're back here at 11.